Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016. The goal is incredibly simple. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. On your radio, we use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders can stop tyranny and can restore the republic if we, the people, get involved. You're going to help us? Welcome. This half hour is brought to you by LibertyRoundtable.com, GiveMeLibertyFund.com, and ThePowerMall.com. Last hour, we talked about this scenario, this reality. Our government fired three rounds. All three rounds striking Lavoie Finicum in the back. And just like that, he was a dead man. Authorities are now revealing that an FBI agent is suspected of lying about firing twice at Lavoie Finicum. And may have received help from four other FBI agents to cover it up. Now all five unnamed agents that are part of an elite national FBI unit are under investigation by the U.S. Justice Department. Inspector General Michael Horowitz is leading the investigation. And the constitutional sheriff in neighboring Grant County, Glenn Palmer, described the police operation as an ambush. Finicum's family said in a statement, a month ago, that he was executed in cold blood. And they criticized the government agencies of misleading the public on the truth of what happened. And now we find out exactly what the family said is correct. His widow, Jeanette Finicum, did not retreat from her stance after watching the new released video. And after watching the news conference, she says, quote, "My husband was murdered." Now, we have the most detailed information from the cell phone of Shauna Cox, who was recording the whole thing. The government has a very grainy video with no audio that they released, thus fueling controversy and helping to cover up their lies. But now what the local police forces have done, or the sheriff's department, etc., the state of Oregon investigators, put together a synced video of the government side and Shauna's side with Shauna's audio. And now you see two video cameras and get audio from inside the truck. Again, the government not very forthcoming with evidence or information. We can't hear their side very well. The bottom line is last hour we played the 12 plus minute video and you heard the audio of it, and we gain a lot of knowledge about what happened. And thank heavens for citizen recorders, huh? Good for Shauna Cox. We know the truth. They were trying to surrender. They put up a white flag. Nobody else from the Patriot side of things showed a gun or shot a gun at all. They were trying to call for help, couldn't get service, trying to put out a white flag for help. You could say that some of the statements that Finicum made were not very good. You don't run around and say, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me, like he did. But that's no cause for murder or for death. The government now says that the government was justified because they felt threatened. I don't agree with that. Now, if you don't create the situation, then I do agree with that. But when you create the situation, create an ambush, have multiple snipers around, have overwhelming force in your favor, have a roadblock, there's no way these people should have felt in danger. Well, Lavoie was reaching for his gun, they claim. Yeah, but you guys had such overwhelming force, you could have just backed away instead of advanced on Finicum and increased the distance to the point where his gun wouldn't have done him much good. There's so many scenarios. All Finicum wanted to do was go talk to the sheriff and get help from somebody who he believed would be constitutional and be fair. Bottom line, the government's out of control. I agree with Lavoie Finicum's widow, Jeanette Finicum. They murdered her husband. Remember, our government is the only one that fired lethal rounds. Nobody else even fired any rounds. And after our government fired three rounds, all three struck Lavoie Finicum in the back. They shot him in the back. You can't say he's too aggressive if they shoot him in the back. Then it gets even worse because, you know what? The government then lied about it. Why would they lie about details of this if they were justified and all out in the open and all good? Because, again, they're not giving us the story. We have more evidence from Shauna Cox by far than we've got from the FBI this whole time. One video from Shauna Cox and the testimony of the two girls. I'd love to hear the testimony of Ryan Bundy as well, but you can hear it all in the video. Check out the video. It's on Oregon Live. It's all over the internet. Kirk Crosby, jump in now. I was very cautious about my statements on this because I wanted to give a fair shot. Pardon that. I shouldn't say that. I wanted to give a fair to both sides. Let's find out the truth. But now it's overwhelming. They tried to put out a white flag. They were trying to call for help. They were yelling, please stop. They weren't sure if they could get out of the car. Everything points to helpless people, basically in a government set up turkey shoot. And when it gets all done, the government lies and then says, golly, we felt threatened. They're crazy, Kurt. This is out of control. I don't know what's going to happen here, but even the attorney for Ammon Bundy at first said, I didn't believe all the conspiracy theories about what was going on, but now I'm going to have to change my opinion. Now, the other interesting piece of evidence about this that I find fascinating is I'm looking on the mainstream press, Kurt, and the government literally murdered someone and lied about it, and now there's a criminal investigation, and frankly, I don't see any of the news talking about it. Really not at all. It is shocking. Hi, Kurt. Welcome, sir.
Well, Sam, you know, the thing that you got to remember, is, like you always teach us, is he who owns the media makes the rules. And in this case, you know, of course you don't want to really put this kind of word out. Now, I did see the only place I've been able to find a good report on what you've just gone over last hour and this hour is on basically WorldNet Daily. He's got a really good piece reporting the whole thing as far as I can see. I mean, there's probably a little bit from Oregon Live or whatever, but, you know, you'd sure think there'd be room to put this.
Let me give you a headline on CNN there to kind of articulate the point that you're making. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of them says, helping kids and teens navigate in an election year.
Yep. Well, you know, even Drudge, for example, has got you know, a lot of stuff on the last night's election. You know what I mean?
And the next story says Obama really lost weight, the doctors say.
Yeah. You know, you got Drudge. Pentagon admits military spy drones over USA. I don't really see even, you know, a story on there. On
Trump
Drudge,
calls for GOP unity. What a shot. 31 amazing sports photos. That's the kind of stuff CNN has. Now, your government literally lied, and there's a criminal investigation that five FBI agents lied. That coming on the heels that FBI agents posed as militia members to threaten Oregon local officials. And none of this stuff makes the mainstream news, Kurt. None of it.
Yeah, I don't see, you know, you'd sure think with all the space that, for example, Drudge has, he's have, you know, room for that. He's got room for people with anxiety, maybe hardwired to see world differently, fasting diets, gaining acceptance. You know, it just goes on. Cold sore virus linked to Alzheimer's. There's room for that stuff, but not room for this. You know,
Chris from Las Vegas has something to say. Right. Hi, sir.
Well, good morning, Sam, and of course, Kurt. I watched that video yesterday, that presentment of a so-called press conference, which I really think was a very carefully crafted cover-up, if you will. There were a number of...
Let me agree with you that that's what it was, but there's so many facts on our side, even with their cover-up, we're starting to really get a reality check on what happened, sir. I have changed my views from saying, I don't want to call it murder. I say excessive force was used and it shouldn't have been, but now I'm blatantly calling it murder, sir. It was a turkey shoot.
I absolutely agree. It was a carefully orchestrated hit, an assassination, an ambush. Those are all correct terms. The so-called government agents of the federal DOJ the FBI and the Oregon State Police yesterday refuted their own testimony in a couple different statements. On one hand, they tried to claim it was a mere traffic stop, while admitting and stipulating on their own testimony that they had carefully staged this so-called felony traffic stop.
All right, stay there, Chris, because I want to give you time to continue. I'm looking on Fox now to see if they're covering it, and they have this awesome story. How to make meatballs. You can make the best meatballs ever, folks. It's just, I mean, it's crazy talk,
good
folks.
Point.
Let's talk about it. Chris will respond in seconds.
He who owns the media makes the rules.
Your calls as well at 866-986-6397, 866-986-NEWS.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The FBI claims they didn't shoot Finnegan, the state police did. But you can't trust the FBI because they lie. All right, Chris from Vegas is still on the line. Go ahead and finish up, Chris.
Well, here are two important facts, Sam, that weren't mentioned in that particular press release yesterday.
Okay.
One, first and foremost, the particular weapon, so-called, that they claim that Finnegan was reaching for, that they claimed that he found in the inside pocket, which didn't exist, was reported stolen by the FBI over 2 years ago, so it was very likely a throwdown. Secondly, in support of that false contention, is after he was shot and down the ground, when the individual walked over and threw his hat away, likely planting the weapon at that time, they surrounded Finnegan's body with four or five men. I'm a former Gaming Control Board enforcement agent. That's a tactic we see used by slot cheaters frequently when they have a key to open the machine to set up the payout. It's called using blockers. Blockers are used to disguise the nefarious or criminal activities of the gang operator when they're covering up the machine they want to set and fix the winning combination to appear like it was naturally set. This is a very treacherous and tricky scheme that's practiced artfully by those in law enforcement professionals to cover up when they want to set up a scene and frame the blame on an innocent victim that they've killed that they want to plant evidence on.
Well, I think you're right. I think we've got a serious problem where the government's trying to cover this up, but I think they're starting to lose. This time there's too many cracks in what they've done. People are seeing it for what it is. The problem is, and I hate to keep going back to this, but as Kurt says, it is he who owns the media makes the rules. If they create a general blackout on this, most people won't even know the truth. And when I read the headlines from the mainstream press everywhere that I see, even if they do mention it, they say this. Authorities say police were justified in killing an armed rancher who helped lead the standoff at a wildlife refuge earlier this year. In other words, even if they do report it, they're missing the key. The government already lied and got caught.
Sam, those statements are absolutely unsupported, false, they're biased, they're conflicted. The people that are making them are employees of the state that was one. The governor of the state, for Christ's sake, is the one that called in that supposed response from the Obama White House. Lastly, when we hear a so-called DOJ attorney, Michael Horowitz, claim that he wants to avoid the appearance of bias and conflict, he works for the Loretta Lynch White House Department of Justice Department. And therefore, how can he possibly be independent whenever he's attempting to cover up by, under the guise of giving a Ken Starr-like or an Arlen Specter-like 911 or the Oklahoma City bombing, all these false flag government-inspired events that they want to cover up? They always put the DOJ's special investigator then to give a so-called independent investigation.
There's no doubt it's the fox in charge of the hen house. Wrap up. I got a bunch of calls.
Just a real quick question for you, sir. You mentioned Throwdown when you talked about the gun that they say that he had with him. Tell people what that means, please.
Law enforcement professionals frequently carry a hidden away or stowed away in their automobiles a pistol that's been seized from a criminal investigation they didn't report or maybe removed from a property room. Then whenever the incident comes up and the unfortunate occurrence that they shot somebody when they claim they thought they had a weapon and they didn't have a weapon, they can provide the weapon to incriminate, frame the blame on the innocent victim when they were the ones who acted outside scope, sphere, and color of law themselves and had no lawful reason to presume there was a threat to their life because there was no weapon whatsoever. And so they throw down an incriminating piece of fabricated evidence to frame the blame on the innocent party so they don't have to assume liability for their own bad faith acts.
There you have it. We appreciate it, Chris. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
White Rose, you're next. Colorado, welcome to Liberty Roundtable,
sir. Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to make one or two points here that nobody seems to be mentioning. The fact of the matter is, what was the probable cause for the traffic stop in the first place? If they were told to leave the mall here and they were out of the mall here, that had nothing to do with the traffic stop on the highway. Were they violating some traffic laws that gave them a probable cause to stop them in the first place? Probably not.
Well, you bring up a good point. You bring up a great point, however. Hold on. You bring up a great point. However, they would say that they were about to file criminal charges, and so I see what you're saying, and I agree.
Anything to do with driving down the highway? If they left the the Malheur, they did what the government wanted them to do, and they were out of there, right? So they're driving down the highway. So what's the probable cause for them to stop in the first place? So the whole thing hinges on the fact that they had no probable cause for the traffic stop, and that negates everything they've done after that fact, that they have no authority to do anything since they had no probable cause for the traffic stop in the first place. That's the main point everybody's missing that we have to address.
You know what? I think you're right on that point. But it's kind of like the idea where people say when they were in the wildlife refuge, they didn't commit any crimes. And what I basically said then, and I'll say now to you too, you're right about all that, except for they're going to make up crimes to fit their narrative nevertheless, and that will be their reasoning. You're correct, though.
No kidding. No kidding. Now the point about the lawyer thing we'll address another time, but you're wrong on that point, okay? All lawyers are officers of the court. The court is the government that you're talking about that's a bunch of liars. So why the heck would you have a lawyer on that is in with the government, he's an officer of the court, and you just call the government liars? So basically your guest you call a liar, and he is a liar. All right? And
all right. I would disagree with your narrative, though, and I'll tell you why. Just because the government's untruthful in one instance, that doesn't mean they're untruthful in everything, number one. We're going to have a conversation. There is a proper role between legitimate government and bogus government, and you're going to have to get used to that fact, regardless of what you think.
1861. There's been no legitimate government since March 27th, 1861.
All right, now let me stop you there.
No legitimate lawful government.
Let me stop you there, though, and say, what if I disagree with you on that fact?
You could disagree with me, but it doesn't change the truth.
Okay, and I would say that what you're saying is only part of the truth, and I would say that there has been legitimate government since 1861.
You're telling you the whole truth, but you don't have time for that.
Well, nobody has time for it, sir. That's the problem. That's what you don't get. We teach to the idea we live in the real.
I get it.
Okay, so I'll give you an example. Why are you even going to court, sir? Let me ask you that question. Let me just be blunt with you and take you on directly. Why are you even going to court, sir?
I'm going to court. I'll tell you why I'm going to court.
You don't need to go to court, sir. They don't have any legitimacy. And if you go into court, you're a liar and part of their organization.
No, I'm going.
Yes, you are. Hold on, sir. If you're going to say an attorney's a liar for playing their game, if you go into the courtroom, you're playing their game. You don't even have any need to be there, sir. They don't have any authority to bring you there at all.
Sam, listen to me. I went into court under special limited appearance.
You don't need to, though.
I did not step inside the bar. I went in under special limited appearance.
But you don't need to, though.
Under special limited appearance.
Let me stop you and answer my question. You don't need to, though, sir.
I was forced to.
No, you were not.
The government committed the crime of gang pressing and personage against me.
I understand, but you still don't have to. They don't have any authority.
I didn't go to court for a whole year. I avoided.
I understand, but you eventually went to court. How come?
They kidnapped me off the street and drug me to jail.
But they don't have any authority to do that, sir.
Of course they don't have the authority to do that, but they do have the authority to pull their gun out and kill me.
That's right. Now you're getting to the real part of this thing where we teach to the ideal we live in the real, and the real is that you have to deal with them. Regardless if their terms are legitimate or illegitimate, the fact is we live in the real and we've got to change things the best we can. And the only question left is how to best change things.
All
right, so we're letting him go, and the reason we are is because everything he calls about seems to be about his item. We'll take Trevor in seconds.
Protecting your liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. I don't mean to be rude to White Rose, and I accept his ability to think what he wants to. And I am willing to give time to cover his court case, to get updates from it, to see what happens there. But what I have a problem with is everything with the White Rose wants to be about 1861. And everything wants to be about the White Roses in his case. Before you know it, we're talking about LaVoy Finicum's death, the evidence that is now emerging and information. Pretty soon White Rose is talking about how they hauled him off to court. See, it isn't all about White Rose. And although I want to be polite to people and let them get a chance on the radio, I don't want my broadcast turned into the White Rose show. White Rose, do your own radio program. If you want to comment on this directly with related information, not going back to 1861, not going back to calling my guests liars on the radio. Okay, my guest is an attorney and truly believes that he's doing good for America and that he's doing his very best to fight for our rights not to be vaccinated. And I commend him for his work. And I don't think our attorney's a liar. And basically, I'm not a liar. We're doing the best we can. And we have different feelings about how to go about that. Okay? The White Rose wants to just act like 1861 is the answer to everything. I'm telling you, we teach to the ideal and live in the real. The real is, hey, the White Rose had to go to court. Now, I could run around and say he's a liar because he's participating in their courts. And so that means he's part of the deal. Anybody that uses Federal Reserve notes is a liar because they're participating in the system. Okay, we're all forced into it some way or the other. Trevor, you're on the radio.
All for one, one for all. You and me together, not too small, and I am Robert LaVoy Finicum. Looking back on this situation, I would hope if I was a law enforcement person that I could have the courage to say, no, I will not go out on that call. I will not participate. And those men that came out against true standards of the Constitution, which those men have taken an oath to protect, they come out against not only just giving somebody a traffic ticket, that against, but actually riding against, guns drawn towards those who are trying to defend the Constitution. Every single one of those government people that... sorry about that. Those people that chose to come out to those calls, they should be held accountable. And if there was, you know, people on our side that were standing up for the Constitution, they would look at them as enemies, and I don't think that they should be held accountable for firing at those individuals.
This is what I mean by now, controlling my radio show. I've got callers on.
Go ahead.
You know, it's a great point, Trevor.
Right. Trevor, it's a good point. Go ahead, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, imagine if America were sheriffed. I don't know if that's a verb or not. But,
doesn't matter. We know what you're trying to say. A lot of times made up words are the best ones, Kurt.
By good sheriffs like, you know, that sheriff they were headed to go see. Friend of ours, Sheriff Glenn Palmer. Sheriff David A. Clark, Sheriff Finch in Florida, Sheriff, you know, and you can list them off. That's why we have Sheriff Mack on. Those are examples of good law, or should we say peace officers. And that's the kind of people we want to encourage and support. And that's exactly why it's so important you be involved in your county elections, especially for sheriff, as well as anything else. Anyway, we sure appreciate your input, Trevor.
Hey, thanks,
and
Trevor.
Your courage.
Before we get to Pete, though, I just want to say this too.
Thank you guys.
We just got a call from the White Rose again, and I answered the call off the air. See, I don't have a producer, so I answer the calls by myself. And so he calls back and he says, "Listen, I didn't mention my court case. You did." And he may be right about that. I probably did. However, the reason that I did is every time we go back to 1861, every time we go back to, I'm talking about a Lavoie-Finicum case with new evidence, and this guy's off calling my attorney guest on vaccines from another program a liar. See how we get so off topic to where we can't even have discussions, and it's gotten to the point where I can't even take the calls we've got because he's calling in saying, "You're mischaracterizing who I am and what I am and what I said and what I'm doing." And you know what? I don't care. It's not that I don't care, but I don't have the ability to do anything about it. If I let you go, you'll talk for 20 hours and I won't even have a radio show. If I give you time, you can't make your comments concise and short and appropriate and relating to the topic at all. And that's what I'm talking about, is that it gets impossible to conduct a radio program. And I see why, by the way, these mainstream press hosts don't take on any callers. Because their attitude is, look, it's my show. I'm not going to get derailed by this idea. I'm not going to just go down to this single item issue all the time. You know, back since 1861, we've never had a government. Then you know what? Go to another country if you don't believe there's anything you can do. And if it's been sold out for well over 100 years, 150 years or something like that, and there's no choice, no hope, don't let them drag you before a court. Leave the country. Go somewhere else. Now you can say, "Sam, you just completely mischaracterized me." Fine, I'm not trying to. But I'm saying we can't even discuss any topic. I might talk about my open letter to Trump, and pretty soon we'll be talking about 1861 and attorneys are all liars. I might talk about Kurt Crosby's local battle with his city about election fraud, and pretty soon we're back to 1861. Okay, it just gets to where that you can't have a conversation about anything of value because you're derailed by this one person's limited view. There are other views and other beliefs and other people with other ideas, and they're not all criminal thugs and liars. Many of them are, but not all of them. Okay, this government shot Finicum, I believe, in cold blood now. We need to talk about that and find a way to see if we can't have justice on that. Now, according to some, you'll never have justice. Since 1861, you've never had justice. But see, it doesn't do any good. What can we do now? We teach to the ideal. What can we do in the real now? Because we live in the real. What can we do to help White Rose not get drugged before court against his will? What can we do to help Lavoie-Finicum's family now have justice? And I don't want to hear that we can drag out and take 20 hours and go through 1861. I don't want to hear it. Because I don't think it's relevant or valuable. You might. And if you think so, and you think it's worth educating the American people about it, go get your own talk show and make that happen if you feel that strongly. That's exactly what we did.
You know, Sam, on the whole Finicum thing, according to the World Net Daily piece, one official confirmed the family's autopsy that concluded that Finicum was shot 9 times altogether. And that's in the World Net Daily piece. So that's one of the things I was hoping to see is, I mean, the family, at least if they got the body, they should be able to, identify how many shots are in him. And, when you see a 9 shots sure doesn't, you know, I mean, imagine a headline that says, rancher shot 9 times, and then they try to say that it was justified. I think they wouldn't want that reported. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the problem with this whole story. But just because I call the government liars, and just because I have agreed with the FCC to get on radio stations, that doesn't mean I'm part of their cabal and that I'm a liar either. See, that's the problem. We've got to be very careful with how we go about these discussions. All right, Pete, your turn, sir. Uh-oh, did I lose Pete? I'll try to get Pete back.
I can hear him. I can hear him.
Oh, you can? All right. Pete?
Yeah,
sorry about that. Go ahead, Pete.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if they, because, you know, the FBI said that the state troopers did it, and I was wondering if they had released any of the names of the shooters.
No, sir.
The FBI people that were involved.
Yeah, the answer is no.
Okay.
That's the problem with this whole thing, is that we don't have any honesty from these people, and now they want to put the Justice Department in charge of it?
Well, this is my contention. You know, this government isn't really not a government. They're a bunch of, they're a mob, first of all, in my opinion. And when you see somebody like this investigating themselves, the framers had plenty of words. You know, I think it was James Madison who had a lot to say about it, and so did Samuel Adams. I don't believe that things have changed that much. I think those guys were really pretty smart. It took 700 years to put that Constitution together, and they pretty much saw it all. So when you see a government like this, and it's not like this is the first time. You and I both know that. First, it was Waco and Ruby Ridge and Kent State, and they systematically nitpick and pick away, and I think the problem lies. If it were me, I don't know exactly everything that went on out there, and I don't know how many people were on the LaVoy and Ammon Bundy's side, but I would directly go to Congress, the Congress of the state of Oregon, and
I would concur completely. Do you have more to say, Pete? I can hold you over if you want.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Yeah. Stay right there, sir. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to focus on as many topics as we can to help people understand the truth. We teach to the ideal, but we live in the real when it comes to solutions. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. You're called at 866-986-6397.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The family's autopsy concludes that Lavoie Finicum was shot 9 times. The government claims 3 times. The ultimate question is, who is not telling the truth? All right, Pete, finish up, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that in itself right there, you know, I observed the video. My girlfriend and I both watched it at the same time. He never went for a gun. That's just my personal opinion, but he was shot from the front, and then they back shot him and killed him. If there are any patriots left in Oregon, I would say I'd get down to the halls of Congress and in the state in Oregon and take the floor and say which one of you or who of you felt it was necessary to delegate this type of power to the federal government against over our objection.
Well, and the answer is the sheriff did. The sheriff's the one that allowed the FBI to stay there, and the sheriff had the authority to have the FBI leave, and he did not do it. So I would point to the sheriff to answer your question. Nevertheless, your point's a good one that we need to peacefully stand against this. You're right.
Oh, adamantly, and to appease these people. I mean, I can see approaching them and going ahead and having a conversation, but in the end, I'm standing my ground. I'm not moving from my ground because my individual liberties are at stake, and you're supposed to be protecting them. And don't give me this line about security and you're keeping me safe. I didn't ask you to do that, okay? I asked you to preserve my liberties. I didn't ask you to keep me safe. I can keep myself safe.
Well, and it's hard to say keep me safe when you killed one of the guys you're supposed to keep safe just recently. It's pretty hard, you know?
Absolutely, but that's the line they always come back with. Well, we're just keeping people safe. We're saving lives. We want to
you know, it's, it's.
Hey, thanks for the call, Pete. Go ahead,
Pete. Kirk. It's interesting you mentioned this about Congress. There's a congressman from Utah that now has basically said that the Fed should be more Andy Griffith and less Rambo. His name is Congressman Chaffetz from Utah. He also says, right now there's an open request for proposals for submachine guns to be purchased by the BLM. They're building up this arsenal, and it's very concerning for me how volatile this situation is. That's the end of the quote from the congressman.
And by the way, I would agree with the congressman. But I would say this, if they do get these machine guns, and if they are armed to the teeth, who's allowed that to happen, Mr. Congressman? Who's allowed that
to
occur, and where do they get the money to make that happen? And the answer is Congress.
Well, yeah, you know, and the other thing he says, Sam, is that he writes them a letter, and they don't respond to him. And I'm thinking, man, join the club. That's pretty much all of us, right, Sam? You know,
yes, sir.
Rambo requests, et cetera.
All right, yeah, so you got a couple articles here. You got details on the Finicum family. You got this story about Jason Chaffetz, and good for him for saying this. We need more of it. I agree. But you know what? The problem that I see is that they're all talk crap. They don't do anything about it, and that's where Ammon Bundy's frustration and the White Rose and his frustration, and I identify with them, where their frustration is justified, Kurt. Even the White Rose is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like Mrs. Finnicum, you know, she's justifiably, distraught. Her husband is killed. Then, she says she's promising, according to the WorldNet Daily Peace, a more complete statement after reviewing authorities' claims. But she was unconvinced by the official statements. Does that surprise you, Sam? This is what she said in a prepared document. She said the purpose of that announcement was for state and federal agencies to continue to lay the foundation of their legal case. It sounds like a pretty smart lady. She goes on to say, however, they also continue to bring forward selective evidence, as in all such situations, there is another side to this story. And she goes on, this was not a traffic stop. It was an ambush with a roadblock placed on a blind curve along a lonely stretch of highway. I am told that in law enforcement and prosecuting circles, this is called a dead man's blockade and is designed to allow a kill stop, which is illegal, end quote. That's pretty telling stuff from a woman, you know, the wife of the man that was killed.
Yes, sir. You're right. I think she's hit it on the head. The question is, will we have any justice, Kurt? And the answer, if you believe the White Rose, absolutely not. We haven't had justice since 1861. If you believe Sam Bushman, the odds are very slim. But if enough Americans got involved, we could have justice, Kurt. I've seen it before, and I pray we see it again, sir.
Well, in the at least in my opinion, the little bit of the report coming out yesterday from the congressman from Utah calling the BLM and Federal Forest Service agents Rambo, and saying that we need them to be more like Andy Griffith, you know, that's a good move. The sad thing is both news agencies that, at least that I see, reported on that didn't really have time to report on this story, the WorldNet Daily piece, that gives this detail about the killing. It's just, I guess, not too surprising, though.
But again, it all depends on how much money we help raise for their defense.
Yep. Yep.
A lot of it depends on how demanding the American people get with regards to the truth here.
Like the congressman said, he wants to issue subpoenas to the out of control, those are his words, federal agencies, to learn why they want to purchase submachine guns. He said he has had repeated meetings and sent letters to the BLM's national director, Neil Kornze, K-O-R-N-Z-E, with no satisfactory response to his questions. This is a congressman, Sam. He went on to say, he said, I want to know what kind of arsenal they have. I met with blank stares, he said. They're wholly unresponsive. They don't feel compelled to answer our letters. Well, he's right,
but I would go back to this idea and say, you know what, sir? You and your group has created this.
Don't give them money.
That's right.
That's the bottom line. And the Congress could do that, but they simply continue to sign these blank checks because somebody says, boo, and you're going to shut down the government, and scares them, and then they get all worried. But maybe they're growing a spine. Who knows? Maybe it's possible.
We can certainly pray, and we can certainly put pressure on them that happens, Kurt.
He went on to say that... he said, generally, there has been a continued decrease in the level of cooperation from federal agents. Yeah. The BLM, he says, is refusing to do any business in Utah, referencing, canceled contracts, you know, where they say, hey, man, if you guys don't scratch our back, we won't scratch yours. He goes on to say, yet if someone is lost or injured in a national forest or BLM-managed land, it is local deputies who respond and spend the resources, he said. Chaffetz says it makes more sense to have elected county sheriffs with public accountability in charge of law enforcement functions in their own geographic areas. If it's really serious, you're going to call the FBI anyway, he said. I don't know about that. You know, at least I would suggest county sheriffs not do that. Maybe call the next county if you want to get some help. Glover said his county's 4,000. Anyway, go on talking about different things, but the bottom line is, you know, here's a Congress critter who is saying that the BLM and the feds are out of control. Well, welcome to the party.
You got that right, Kurt. What do you think about this? What do we do? How can we have justice? And that's kind of why I say we live in the real, Kurt. There's something we got to do about this. And I'm telling you right now, if I all of a sudden get on the news and go 1861, okay, I'm telling you, it's not going to help.
At least, Kurt. The key thing, at least in my opinion, that we know solutions that we can work on. For example, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. The improvement, and that's, you know, you can check it out at cspoa.org. Then you've got the moving forward of our effort in the media. You know, and some would say, oh, it's just too little too late. Well, show me some other thing that we've got. There are others, you know, that are doing good things, and we applaud them. Without them, we'd have even less truth coming out, in my opinion. So, you know, continue to consider us with your hard-earned dollars, ladies and gentlemen, and we appreciate your support in whatever way possible.
Amen to that. And again, I know people get frustrated if I don't let them just talk forever on the radio, as if somehow I should. You know what? I give people fair time. I hold people over from breaks. I do my very best. But when it gets too one-track mind, too one-sided, too derailing of the program, at some point it doesn't make any sense, does it? Where do I draw the line, ladies and gentlemen? I think if you ask our listeners, we're more fair than any other talk show host, or at least as fair as the best of them. And so there you go. We're doing our best. But there is two sides to every story. This Lavoie-Finicum thing was not a traffic stop. It was an ambush. Even the constitutional sheriff, Glenn Palmer, called it an ambush. We'll find out if we have justice, ladies and gentlemen. We will absolutely keep our eye on this ball just for you. And we'll do our very best to cover it. And I know it derails a lot of our talk time from covering other topics, but this is, in my humble opinion, one of the great battles of our time. And it's important that we find out what works for solutions and what doesn't, and that we behave and hold the moral high ground. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We do follow the Prince of Peace. Thank you so very much. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.